Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Congress is working to pass this highway bill by a Friday deadline, and you can bet states are watching that fight very closely. The National Transportation Research Group, known as TRIP, recently found that 28% of roads across the country are in poor condition. In a handful of states, it's even worse. And that brings us to New Jersey. Nick Vitello is a senior research engineer at the Pavement Resource Program at the Center for Advanced Infrastructure and Transportation at Rutgers University. Nick, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And according to this new report, New Jersey is one of four states where at least 40% of the roads are in poor condition, which means there was probably a pretty good chance that you hit a pothole on your way into work today.
Oh, actually, at this time of the year, New Jersey has fixed most of those potholes. So the roads are in fairly good shape, considering the last two winters that we've had, where there was an incredible amount of potholes on the road.
Well, that sounds like good news, but give us the broader picture then. When you talk about the poor condition of New Jersey roads generally, just give us a picture. What are they like?
Okay. You have to realize that New Jersey has a very densely populated infrastructure. So we have a lot of roads and a lot of people traveling those roads. One of our biggest problems is just congestion, getting from one place to another. New Jersey's roads makes it difficult to do all the repairs because there are so many people on the roads at the time when you're trying to do the work. That forces us to do a lot of the state work during the night when the amount of people is greatly reduced.
Mm. Can you zoom in now on one road in New Jersey that you just see as the absolute worst?
When I think of some of the worst roads we have, I think of Route 130. It's from down in South Jersey, all the way up to New Brunswick. It's an old concrete roadway, and most of it's been covered with asphalt, so it makes it a composite roadway. And it's just because of its age and the amount of traffic that travels on it, it's old and it's can only be fixed a little piece at a time.
When you step back and take a look at the debate that's happening in Congress over the funding for the Highway Transportation Bill, how much of the road conditions in New Jersey have to do with Congress's failure to make a long-term solution here?
Well, I think it's compounded. There's the transportation bill that's being done at the federal level, and also New Jersey's own transportation trust fund. Without stable funding from either the U.S. DOT or the New Jersey's transportation trust fund, it's hard to plan what roads need to be repaired and when they need to be repaired.
Mm.
That's the biggest problem.
You mentioned that it's a dual funding stream here. You've got the federal DOT on one hand, and you've got the State Department on the other. What's happening on the New Jersey side? I understand the state has been considering possibly raising a gas tax. Is that a good solution in this situation?
Well, there has to be some other source of fund. The New Jersey's Transportation Trust Fund was established in 1984 to be a stable source of funding for either capital construction or maintenance of the roadways. And it worked very well in the beginning, but due to lack of funding and the increase in funding necessary to maintain these roadways and build new roadways and bridges, they had to put out bonds. And right now, paying back the bonds is actually using up the majority of the trust fund's money that comes in annually. So there's less and less money to do the actual work and more money needed just to pay back the bonds.
Mm. So what's the solution then for New Jersey?
I think a lot of the transportation folks in New Jersey would like to see the gas tax raised. New Jersey is the second lowest in the country. Alaska is actually the lowest at 12.4 cents per gallon. New Jersey is at 14.5 cents per gallon. Compared to the surrounding states, Pennsylvania is at 50 cents a gallon, Connecticut's 43 cents a gallon. So you can see that even though all of those entities exist very close to New Jersey, we still have the lowest of the gas tax.
Mm. You're a pavement guy, an engineer, I gather. Is there a technology solution here?
We continue to try to meet ever-increasing needs by improving the materials we used on our roads, and we've changed the way we preserve the pavements, use pavement preservation techniques to try to stretch the taxpayer dollars.
But it doesn't sound like it's working.
Well, it's really just beginning. The pavement preservation techniques being used by New Jersey DOT are relatively new to the state. In the past, we've done pavement rehabilitation where we've waited till the pavement has reached a certain point in its life and done some major rehabilitations to that pavement. With pavement preservation techniques, we're able to address the needs of that pavement much earlier in its life at a much reduced cost.
Professor Nick Vitello is a senior research engineer at the Center for Advanced Infrastructure and Transportation at Rutgers in New Jersey. Professor, thanks very much for being with us.
No problem. Thank you.